Hey, good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
722. We'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. It's crappy out. It's warmer today, and it's going to get crappy and just crappy out the next couple days and cold and everything. The only good thing, though, is that if it does get cold enough, you get some more ice because we got our ice fishing that's coming the weekend. It might just be regular fishing. We'll see. But anyway, we'll check more in on that a little bit later on. Right now, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're watching all your favorite sports action, whatever it may be, hockey, bowling, boxing.
All right, I'm going to do this quick because I want to talk about the fight and I want to talk about XFL just a little bit. Fight's going to be last. NBA scores real quick. Trailblazers beating the Pistons, 107-104. Bulls beating the Wizards, 126-117. Raptors beating the Pacers, 127-80.
81. You're a professional team, Pacers. Pick it up.
You know what's funny? Pace it up. It's like a common score back in the day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now just nobody plays defense.
Yeah.
NHL last night, Flames beating the Red Wings, 4-2. Stars beating the Blackhawks, 2-1 there. Moving on, NCAA men's college basketball. Notre Dame. Beating Miami, 87-71. Boom, there you go. Real quick update, Ryan Newman, NASCAR news. Basically, he made a statement saying that he suffered head injury, and he didn't break any bones. His body wasn't extremely battered. Didn't have any internal organ damage.
Crazy.
But he's not really saying what the extent of his head injury was. He obviously didn't race in Vegas. So there you go.
Probably concussion protocol, you know, maybe. It could be a little bit of swelling. I don't know if he'd be let out of the hospital that quick if it was swelling.
Yeah. He's probably not going to be racing anytime real soon. So.
Yeah, but.
Great news on his end.
Absolutely.
Moving on, XFL, real quick.
Okay, yeah, you want to talk about that.
XFL last night. I watched a game last night, and this is what's going on in the XFL right now. I was listening to a podcast of a guy who's really in tune with it, and I think they're having the same problem the AFL did. The linemen suck and the QBs suck.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, the league doesn't suck at all. Yeah. I really enjoy watching the XFL. I really do, guys. And if you haven't yet, do yourself a favor. Tune in. It's fun to watch. It really is. It's football happening right now, and it's great. But as far as if you really want to size it up, if you really want to compare it, and you take the XFL, then you got the NFL here. And you say, what's the big difference? What is the NFL I have? The XFL does it. It's the linemen and the QBs.
And it's funny you bring that up. QBs, I think you could probably shuffle around and be all right.
It's a little sloppy.
Because even on an average QB, like Garoppolo, and that's being generous because he's not even average, I should say. But you take a turd like Garoppolo and you give him a good line, you make an average QB better. And that, I think, is a big shining example of how important linemen are and don't get enough credit.
So with the linemen, here's the problem. It's money in the XFL.
Yep.
You got to pay him more money.
Yep.
So here's what it is. If you're a good lineman coming out of college and you potentially go to the NFL or you can go to the XFL, take a little bit of pay cut, but you're going to play.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are making like triple being the third stringer on a team than what they are in the XFL. So why wouldn't you just go to the NFL and ride the bench for a while?
And also, too, lineman is not an easy position. It's on the body.
It's not.
On the mind. It's tough.
I have a feeling that some of these linemen are wrestlers.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
That didn't make it to the WWE ring.
The same thing's happening with the quarterback situation. If you're a really good quarterback and that's the situation, you go to the NFL, ride the bench, or you could probably potentially start in the XFL. The second string QBs are making like 20 times.
Garoppolo got 2 Super Bowl rings because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bench for the New England, making a bunch of money, banging porn stars or dating them, whatever that one was.
And, that's what's going on in the XFL, in my opinion, right now, and from other sources, I guess.
So what you're saying is you and I got a shot.
No, we don't. These guys are still badass.
We got a shot. All I'm hearing is we got a shot.
Yep. You got your clip?
We'll just go over it real quick. Obviously, big fight on Saturday night. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, big fight, heavyweight fight. Honestly, the biggest one since Lewis and Tyson.
Ended in the seventh round.
Fury knocking out Wilder. God, he ruptured his one ear eardrum. He was bleeding out of the head.
We got to be careful. I mean, technically, yes, TKO, right?
It was, yeah.
But what happened, if you're trying to imagine it, he did blast him, but he didn't go
Here's
cold.
The thing.
He didn't go cold.
It wasn't Wilder stiff on the ground.
You know what happened? I don't think you know this. His corner threw in the towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, but I that's smart.
It you was smart.
You don't need to see.
Everybody's saying
tell.
It was the smartest decision.
You could tell. Because you know what happened?
People are saying he should have done it before.
You know what happened he when the towel wasn't sink. Thrown in, when Rocky didn't throw in the towel? Yeah. Apollo Creed got his head knocked off by Ivan Drago.
It's very true.
All right?
It's very true. And if you want to go to, like, real life, yeah. You know, not a movie, that actually happened in real life,
too. No. The movie Rocky is based off of real life.
He's still alive, bro.
He didn't
die in real life.
He's dead. He got murdered by Ivan Drago.
Just to let you know, Goose is still alive, too.
How dare you? You do not speak of the dead that way. Anyway, congratulations, Tyson Fury, the new undisputed.
Just a monster.
Yeah, dude, he's a blockhead with
Did you see how long his arms are?
It's nuts.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
The guy looks like a heavyweight boxer that would just smash your face in.
All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.